ספר כתבי רבש א', עמוד 14, מאמר אהבת
חברים. We are reading the article Love of Friends. You can ask questions live on CAP TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Article Love of Friends.
והאמצעי הוא איש.
You can find it on page 294 in Kabbalah for the Student. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What seeketh you?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they are feeding the flock." A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the world should spring. And the works of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And this is called the field which the Lord has blessed. Baal HaTorim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to the one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real way which leads to the place he should reach, as in an ass wandering in the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal he should achieve. And the man asked him, saying, "What seekest you?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there's love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God." This trail is called a path of bestowal. And this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which everyone can help his friend. And the man said, "They are departed hence." And Rashi interpreted that they had departed themselves from the brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This in the end caused Israel's exile in Egypt. And to be redeemed from Egypt, we must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends. And by that, we will be rewarded with Exodus from Egypt and the reception of the
Torah. This article describes the beginning of man's spiritual work. It's not that the beginning of his presence in the study. It's not in the beginning. After he's been a while in the study, maybe a few years, and then he starts feeling himself not knowing where he is. He doesn't have the force to advance. Doesn't have the interest he used to have in the beginning. He doesn't see that he will come out of it or find something in it. This is how he sees things. We see that all the desire changes, and this is how a person feels himself. And then, if he feels himself mistaken and he doesn't know in what way to go, he starts asking himself, "What am I doing with myself? Where should I go?" If he doesn't stop and he understands that there's no other way only to keep on going, and every day he brings a new state that the illumination works on him every day more and more and more, and there's a state in it when all the illuminations accumulate and scrutinize his desire more and more, so the matter of the field he's in starts being clearer and clearer, and he starts understanding that the field that the Creator has blessed is not that he's wandering in the field. Wandering is the right feeling, but the feeling should bring him to the right state. When he feels that the blessing comes only by his connection with the friends, I am searching for my brothers because in the connection with others, the way they connect, the way they bring themselves to some connection, they discover that they can't really see the wheat. And each time it's a disappointment. Every time it's scrutinized more. And then they cry out, they pray, they're asking, what are they asking for? There's a scrutiny about the type of plea. What are they asking to connect for in order to earn something, to succeed? That's also good when you understand that together you can do it, alone you cannot. And then, as you keep on going, by the reforming light, to come to new values, that nevertheless, the right kind of connection is when each one nullifies his own self and is included in others for their own good. When the truth is, in this way, they start understanding that this is the whole process. This is the way it is. The more they integrate in each other, when each one is above his own will to receive, his ever-growing will to receive, will rise and nullify himself to others, and by that they will build the connection between them called Shekhinah, divinity. And then it will truly be a field that the Creator has blessed. And from this blessing, from this field, from the connection between them, as they build it, this is called the field that the Creator has blessed. Then, from there, they will find the wheat, or the grains, the products, the crops, meaning the love of the Creator, the bestowal. From this, they reach the right connection, determining the right connection. Only between us can we find and discover the upper state. And on the path, you go through the situations the Torah talks about. Disappointments, ups and downs, different discernments. You start understanding the definitions that are written about in the Torah and the Kabbalah books and the Bible, the Mishnah, the Talmud. Everything starts being scrutinized in this path as you discover more and more when you find thousands of discernments regarding the connection from the perspective of the kli, the vessel. And you reach a fulfillment, meaning revelation of the Creator within this kli. But the main thing is what stands before us, that we will feel that there is no room for spirituality, for realization of our life, if it's not in the connection between us. That's where the whole spiritual matter is carried out. And in general, the entire life. Only in the connection, in the correction of the broken vessel. This feeling when it starts being established within man, it already indicates the entrance to Egypt. When they're still before Egypt, it means that they're not really working on the connection between them. When they start working on the connection between them and starting to feel that the disturbances are coming out of the connection between them, it's already the exile in Egypt, meaning the forces of Pharaoh that stands in their way to connect. Basically, he's helping to connect, but from the opposite side, from the darkness, the resistance. Questions? If you don't have questions, I'll ask. Okay, if everything is clear, so what is our mistake, or where do we wander as we wander on the field? What is our mistake, or where are we wandering as we wander in the field?
The truth is nothing's clear.
So why didn't you ask if nothing is clear? You can say, if nothing is clear, pass on the mic, meaning let us all hear his words. Ask.
It's even hard to formulate a question.
Why? Why? Start talking and you'll see. It's not hard.
Well, sometimes it's easier to understand whether you're in Egypt or not. Sometimes it's a feeling that you're very far from all these concepts altogether. Even the resistance towards the connection is something very blurry.
Meaning the fact that you measure yourself regarding the connection with others is already called you being in Egypt. Before Egypt, one doesn't understand, doesn't feel. You can hear, but you know, you can hear it for 1,000 years and nothing will help. Nothing will do, but from the ear it falls into the heart and you start feeling that only in connection lies the purpose of creation, the point of connection with the Creator, the spiritual world, eternal life in order to receive. You know, it's clear that it's not the right place. It's not coming out of Egypt, it's entering Egypt. So, I want to make money, I want to succeed, I want to have the greatest thing in life. I don't want any compromise. I don't want money, I don't want honor or all this nonsense. I want the best thing in this world. I went into it for a few years, I'm about to come out of it. I want to take the greatest thing out of this situation. Is the greatest thing I can earn to connect to the friends, and within this connection between us, I grab my great reward. Is it clear to me that this is the only treasure? All the rest is worthless. I can't take anything except for this. Is this discernment already within our hearts? Not in our mind, in our hearts. At least to the slightest. That the greatest reward is something you attain within the connection between us, the connection in society. You can attain it in this life. This is why life is given to us. We are truly the special ones, the ones who have the opportunity, all our friends have the opportunity to attain it. Is this clear to me? Do I feel that I have this opportunity?
No.
Well?
And if I don't?
If you don't, start scrutinizing what are you still lacking in order to be in this feeling, in this sharp feeling, that this is what I need. That's where it is. Start with your mind. That there is a system, this is how the system works. It's broken, and if I connect it, maybe through the study, if I connect it in this connected kli, in the corrected kli, where I can feel the light of the Creator and so forth, that's on the one hand. On the other hand, you can come to it through the articles. There's the pardes. You can come to it through a few different languages, so to speak, different styles, to scrutinize this situation. That's it. However, the main thing is, do I already know or understand, not even feel, but understand that within the society lies this treasure, hidden. This treasure is hidden. That's where I have to start digging and in order to come to it. Find it. Because the center of the society is the center of the connection between us. This is considered that the kli is being corrected. Just as we descended 125 degrees, so I have to attain these 125 degrees of connection. 125 degrees of connection. And every time I attain a certain intensity of the connection, which is called Naran Chai. Naran Chai, Naran Chai, Naran Chai. The entire Naran Chai is the Creator. We have to talk about it and scrutinize this. Specifically now, before Passover holiday, we have to scrutinize this, especially now. And one should not eat himself up or be sorry that it took him years to start scrutinizing it. This period of time is the most prolonged period of time in the spiritual work. The more you advance, the degrees become shorter. These periods of times before the changes are shorter. Just as we see in our life, we used to use technology for very coarse things. Now we're talking about not even corporeal things, rather waves, things you can't really perceive or hold in your hands. You see, this is how it is in spirituality. The more you advance, the discernments become more acute, more precise, and faster. The frequencies grow. So it's not that bad, but we have to talk about it. More? Yes, Moti.
So we're approaching Pesach. Yesterday you told us that Egypt, the state of Egypt, can be swift. And I wanted to ask, what's special about the state of Egypt?
Egypt appears throughout the whole ladder. We say that every mitzvah that a person does, meaning every correction, you should say this is a remembrance of the Exodus from Egypt, meaning every time there's a greater kli, the posterior of the degree is revealed, I'm in the degree of 120, five degrees left. So what is the 121st degree? How does it appear to me? As an abyss, darkness, helplessness. As if I'm Shimon from the market. I lose everything. I don't want anything. I don't need anything. Nothing. Zero. I'm willing to be like a cat, like a dog, or even worse. Egypt appears. And Pharaoh says, you're better off this way, you can keep on going like all human beings. Everyone's living this way, you should also live this way. And we have to recruit forces, to find the forces, and this can only happen by society. One cannot deliver oneself from imprisonment. And that's it. This is how you advance. Yes?
On the one hand, you're always telling us that it's good in Egypt, all in all, that at certain times the Pharaoh is good.
For the ego, if you shut your eyes, everything's all right. Sure. What do you mean? What are you missing in this life? If you don't long for spirituality, you were given in a desire additional to this life and you can't fulfill it, so you lose from both ends. You have a great desire, you can't settle from what you have here. I can sit in a restaurant, I should be happy and satisfied by all the great foods I have here, but there's something inside that eats me up. I can't attain spirituality, I can't enjoy this life. Well, I'm going to enjoy spirituality. I can't enjoy that as well. So you're losing from both sides. Look what's happening. This is our life.
It looks like a minefield. What do I have to do in order to go quickly through it?
This is in order to give you, in the fastest way, to the ability to decide that your search should be in the connection between people. Connection.
And this allows you to overcome?
This is the foundation of the ladder. Before you start that, you're just walking around the ladder. This is the infrastructure for the ladder. Before that, you're in states of Abraham, Isaac. When you find the ladder of Jacob, Sulam Yaakov, you start feeling that only within the group you can rise, and there alone can you connect all your desires, both against and in favor of. When you can realize it all there, it's the infrastructure for the ladder. That's why we were talking with David that this is the most important point. Is my only hope in the connection with a group? Then I detect the place already. And it's constant for all eternity. This place is constant. Only connection, connection, connection. What will happen after that? Complete connection after that final correction, nobody knows. But until then, that's the only place we are. The whole ladder is the degrees of connection. Yes.
What happens when you're talking about some kind of a treasure? A treasure is a deep deficiency. When you know that there's a treasure, you'll do anything in order to achieve it.
It's written that maybe you should go to the cemetery, sit on a grave, and think about life, what you have. Go out to the streets and look at people as they walk around. What do they have in their life to observe? And there are different advice about it. I can't say what you should do. Kabbalists advise you to engage in the Torah and to be among friends. Nevertheless, as I am included with the friends, they affect me. Want it or not, there is an effect. When they say that I'm in the determining my times to be in the Torah, I know that every day I have to go over a part of the test, I have to go over an article by Rabash to answer some questions, to do something else. This obligates you. You have to do all these things, and the Creator, within what you decided and you give the opportunity, you have to give the infrastructure that you're there. And what you're expecting is that within these events, your spiritual events that you establish, your different states, He will shine, He will illuminate, and you'll start feeling more precise discernments. Where can I truly realize myself in order to advance? How will I know where exactly is advancement? What is it? Now my advancement is that I want to acquire spirituality. What does it mean to acquire spirituality, etc.? Now we are having multifaceted scrutinies. This is a period of time you're going through. And in these times, it's all at once. It's like an embryo that has different organs growing in him, connecting and materializing. This is what's going on. And you don't yet see the complete measure of connection. Even if it's the smallest measure, but it's a complete degree. That's why one doesn't have a clear feeling of where he is and what he's doing. A clear feeling that I don't need a clear feeling. You don't even have that. That I need to be above it. This is a state in between.
The problem is that these things that I just heard you saying, I heard you saying before many, many times, and every time the gap.
For Bala Sulam, it took about 20 years, almost 20 years, and you're talking about a very special soul.
It can take 40.
This is the incarnation of the soul of the Ari. That's what he himself writes.
But how do you know that you're really working and that you're not dragging around?
To the extent that you are incorporated in society. That's it. There is no room for any other exertion.
What does it mean to be included in society?
Even physically, even different things that you try to help them, you're concerned about them, you care for them to connect, to advance, not to run away. In short, you're concerned, like a father, like a mother. You care. Each one cares for the others. Because no one can do it from your perspective.
The concern has to be in thought and actions.
Both in thought and actions. And also in speech.
When you don't have the concern, what do?
So one should help the friends, his friends. You have to talk about it, even though it's gone, it's not there.
To talk about it, tell the friends it's gone?
No, as if it's there. That's better. Don't talk from the negation. Talk from the positive side. Yeah? And nevertheless, because words, they act on the heart. Yes, words affect the heart. And the heart will desire. It all turns out as a result of the actions. And it really helps if you read Psalms, because as you read it, and even if you don't really understand what he writes, you are with him, with King David. Even the prayer book, the Sidur, that as you read the Sidur, what is written in the Sidur? What the people of the great assembly, the Knesset HaGdolah, who used to pray from within their hearts. And you read these words, you have no feeling regarding these words, but you are included with them, with what they have to say from their hearts as they made up these words and sentences. You associate yourself with it. You connect to it, even like a baby. as a grown-up. He doesn't understand, but you're doing the effort. And then you're included in what they said and what they attained. What did they write? They wrote their attainment. You are the great, wonderful, blessed, oh, you be the Lord, etc., etc. You have nothing about that. You understand nothing, but you are included in these words, in their relation to the Creator. This works. It works. It works differently on common people, as they say it without any high purpose. But on you it will work differently. In the study of the Ten Sefirot, you read what the Kabbalists have attained, their connection with the Creator. You're learning. It's as if you're attracted, you're drawn to attain some understanding about what they wrote. It works. It works. That's why the most beneficial places when I'm connected to society as much as I can, and I'm learning along with them. This is the right focus of the means that are given to us. The concentration of the means. And if you're coming with a broken heart, with all your disappointment, your emptiness, and you sit and you're included with them as much as you can, that's, you're truly bringing the right kelim, the right vessels to society. Yes, Akoka. He writes in the last verse, in order to come out of Egypt, we have to enter a group.
Yeah. Actually, all of the work in Egypt is working in the group, and the children of Israel, aside from the work that being already work in the group, that they want to connect and they see that they can't. Because Pharaoh's between them, and the ego, it doesn't allow them to even achieve any kind of connection. They're only talking pa-pa-pa-pa-pa about connection, something, but in the hearts, they feel nothing. This gap, this difference, what does it allow them? What does it give them? It allows them to build two stories down below rejection. It's not hatred yet, but suppose rejection from one another. And atop that, some kind of a desire to connect. They're starting to work on these two levels that in the future love covers for all crimes. That's the work in Egypt, right? That they see that they have never succeeded in connecting in a state, in this state, but to only escape, run away from it, rise above the will to receive, and belong only to the connection, above the will to receive, disconnected from the will to receive, restricting the will to receive. That means that they want to get out. To separate each from his own desire, his personal desire.
So what is this entrance into the group?
Entering the group, it's called entering Egypt, where they are ready. That Joseph, he meets his brothers and they have nothing to do. They feel that they can't advance this way because there's hunger in the land of Canaan, and they understand that only through the connection can they reach the egoistic goal. And then they come and they have the 7 years of satiation, where the more they connect, the more they advance, they have a group. Everything they have. 7 years of satiation, and then come the 7 years of hunger, a famine, that there is already some kind of a spiritual discernment, and they discover that they're not a part of it. And then they move on to the 7 years of famine, And the famine, it's not corporeal. It also says they had everything. Afterwards, they were yelling, where is the meat and garlic that we had in Egypt? They had plenty. But it was a spiritual hunger that a new king came to Egypt who did not know Yosef. Yosef is all in all the preliminary connection between them. And the hard work started. The will to rise above the king, because he's no longer good. He is ruling. He's taking life from me. Corporeal life, no problem. He gives you everything. Spiritual life, on the contrary. The moment I want a spiritual life, he's ready to really kill me. What does he say? He says, cast them in the river, in the Yor, in the Nile, meaning any spiritual discernments you have, cut them off. And then specifically this way where we see that we're not succeeding, that we're trying, and it doesn't work, and we want, and it doesn't. This is the beginning of the 7 years of famine. And here we're starting to build a kli for coming out of the ego. Then it becomes exile. Before that, it's not exile. We're only counting the 7 years of satiation as exile because it promotes us to the 7 years of famine. But it's not a feeling of exile, the feeling of exile. It starts from the 7 years of famine. And the children of Israel sighed because of the bondage, meaning that they're doing the work and they want to get a spiritual reward, as it's called Pitom en Ra'am Ses. On the one hand, it's a good life. On the other hand, these are dangerous cities that we might never come out of. Egypt explains everything.
That same connection Joseph is trying to carry out. In what stage, on what stage do you start hearing it?
They start listening from the point they come to him in Egypt.
Which means, what are they coming for?
They come in order to revive their souls, to feed their belly. They want all of the brothers, simply put, later on it's revealed much, much beyond it, but all of the brothers are a person's qualities in which he wants to benefit, to achieve. And what is the Yosef? The Yosef is the connection between them. It's not that he exists per se. This is why he's so conspicuous. He says, what you have, that's great. You're greater than I am. You're more successful, but I have something that you don't. You have to bow to me. Why? Because specifically when you connect, that's called Yosef. It's not a person. It's a concept. It's an essence, a discernment. If you connect, you achieve something that none of you can achieve. And this connection is something that you have to bow to. And they don't agree to it. They don't agree. We're brothers, okay, each one of us helping the others. But to connect, it means that each one gives himself up. This is something that we don't agree to. Until there was hunger in the land of Canaan, and there egoistic life, where they're helping each other as partners, suppose. And a partnership, you understand. In a partnership, everyone benefits, and suddenly they feel that there's no benefit to it in this kind of a partnership, that it's not beneficial. And then they reach a state where they have to be connected, but in a way like Yosef says, that each one invests himself completely in the connection, and they start seeing that it really gives them some kind of reward. some cover. And these are the 7 years of satiation, that they use their connection, but egoistically. And then the Pharaoh is good. The more they use the will to receive, the more they connect. The more successful they are, until it becomes clear from their work that that's not the goal, that they're working for their will to receive, and they actually have to work for a different purpose. And then the Pharaoh that was good to them becomes the bad Pharaoh, that he keeps them, he holds them by these different kinds of reward that he gives them.
What causes each one to make himself dependent on the connection?
Because we benefit as partners. They are going to hunt in the field together, benefiting. What do the sons of Yaakov live from? They're still the sons of Jacob. They're not connected yet. They're not the middle line yet. They're not Israel. As a result of each one of them, I'm telling it in a corporeal way, but the truth is that it's a person's spiritual work who's in a group, but still his connection with the group is for himself, for his own benefit. I'm now in a group, and I use the group because I think that by the group, I achieve my privacy. And that means that I don't acknowledge Yosef. I'm not going to connect with him yet. Then we're doing a different kind of work that we do want to connect on the next stage. And we're ready to be immersed there. And the prophet is our mutual prophet, and we're working devotedly like in a commando unit. And that's called the people of Israel in Egypt during the 7 years of satiation. The more that, as much as they give, giving their entire soul, really. But why? In order to benefit together. They see that on his own, no one can achieve anything. But by that, they acquire a feeling of what does it mean to work together. And then they start drying up or becoming disappointed, despaired, which is not yet the goal. Their forming light is working in the meantime on each and every of their actions. And so what is the result that we benefit? The benefit has to be higher, more exalted. Where is there suddenly some kind of an attitude towards the Creator? So they don't see the higher divine force in Pharaoh. They see that he is against some force that's higher than he is, that he is either like a springboard, or he's standing in our way, or he's helping us from time to time. And they start treating their connection in a business-like way, that it's not simply about the connection, but that the connection, it already has to be, has to have a mission, a special form, a kind of an addition called intention. And then it's the 7 years of famine. Oh, we'll talk about it more. It's obviously that will really scrutinize it.
So the moment you start working on a connection out of the partnership, what's the first partnership you work on?
That the group has to give me some kind of benefit. At first I come to the group. I come like to school. I study. There's a teacher that teaches all at once, 200 people. Okay, I'm one of them. Of course, maybe I'd be interested in studying with him one-on-one, and sometimes not. What do I need him to constantly pressure me for? This way I can also choose for myself the form of studying which is more convenient for me, but you come on your own, you have no connection to the group or anything else. Then gradually you're included in the group. Why? What for? You hear that it's worthwhile and so on and so forth. So you're obligated because you have no other choice, because of the shame, because of the something, not because of the goal. It was not yet set in the heart. This discernment, where everything is achieved in the connection between people, say, not between people, between the desires, distant ones, and it takes time.
So I'm asking about the transition from the second stage, from the point you come alone and to the point that we come together.
You suddenly even identify this point where you're starting to answer yourself in different cases, that when I'll feel bad, I'll run to them. I'll include with them. With them, I'll get along. It's from the disappointment of a person's own forces. You start ascribing yourself to the society. It's becoming something that you have no choice. It's the savior, because I myself, personally, am very weak. If I'm included with them, then I'll jump on that cart. Maybe I'll make it. That's progress. And it takes a few good years until a person starts thinking that, yeah, the savior is in society. That device that saves you.
What should we do with the pain that is made of the gap between wanting to come alone and wanting to come with them together?
It turns into joy. I'm happy that all the pain that I had, that I was despaired of my own powers, now, as a result, I start getting an inclination towards society. I'm happy about it. And no longer despaired. Meaning the despair has to be from the previous degree, and it actually gives me the joyfulness towards this degree, that thanks to the despair, I came to see the society as the place of work, as the place of efforts and the place of the revelation of the Creator and my corrections. Everything is in it. And I start feeling that the society, it's not people, but it's a kind of an inner, spiritual, emotional term that has nothing to do with the bodies, having to do with forces that are and a special assembly between them. Yeah?
And what gives you this vitality, liveliness, that you can continue without fuel?
In the meantime, you're connected to the society. Through them, you get fuel. In the meantime, you I have different routine of dissemination and work and other kinds of participation that you have with the society, and also what you had before. Still, this spiritual experience that you've gathered, it all works and allows you to continue. The Creator doesn't simply throw a person out. If it really comes to a person, then He already gives him such desires that it is worthwhile for him to leave. And what do we see? What do they achieve? Where are those friends that have left us? How is he going to benefit? What is he going to do? But you have to understand that someone happened to each one of them who left. Something happened to them, that he was a traitor. He betrayed us. And in most cases, we hear it and see it on them and hear it from them, that they're capable of doing us different harm. Otherwise, the inner wouldn't have taken them out. Otherwise, that person would have somehow stayed with us in some way. There are people that come once a year, twice a year. Okay.
But in this process of becoming dependent on this connection, on this common connection, gradually you get no fulfillment in the other desires, as if he shuts down all the other desires and makes you dependent only on one thing.
That's excellent.
Good. So what do you live from?
Were it better if he were to open other desires for you? What, you control them? You would have tried to fill them up with other things.
So I'm asking, what do you live from?
What do you live off?
Yeah.
You live off having nothing. And only from the surrounding light that's pulling you. Try then to fill yourself up by receiving from society, from the friends. It's like he explains in the article, for the completion of the Zohar, that a person that's drowning in the river, you throw him a rope and he has to catch it. The rope's always next to him, he only has to catch it. It's not only to live. It's a hope of not dying, of not completely disconnecting from spirituality and remaining as a beast. If a person decides to be as a beast, no problem. He returns to his day-to-day life, wife, children, work. He rests till the end of his life. What is he living for? That's his own concern. But he has to feel that he has nothing. A sorrowful life. But this sorrowful life, he also has to give it importance through the society. Because it's important until it's all accumulated and into a great sum. And he can transcend, because otherwise a fool sits his arms crossed. He doesn't feel eating his own flesh.
This is what I'm asking about, eating one's own flesh. You can drown within this sorrow. So that's what I'm asking, how not to drown within this sorrow. What makes a person not to be immersed in it, but rather be above it?
Here there are several means. One is the influence of the environment. The other one is determining times for Torah, meaning the most helpful thing is to teach, disseminate. That's the best thing that helps the most. So you're also included with the deficiency of those people that come to you, and you're included and you bestow onto them and you get a deficiency from them. You become as a transition and not as a blockage through which nothing passes. Therefore, everyone, as much as he can, even if he has 5 students in some wholesome place, it is beneficial for him to be ahead of a small group. Only we'll have to keep these people for them not to disconnect from us and become small rabbis with their yard, with their chassids. But if you advance correctly, that is the most beneficial thing.
And the inner picture he has before his eyes, where the place he's trying to reach, what should he always depict? What are you yearning for?
Yearning to reach a state where one will determine in his heart that the spiritual form, a spiritual form, that it is as the connection of foreign desires. And I'm a part of them. That's it. That's all there is to it. The system of Adam Rishon, we have to recover it, restore it.
What? When he says, when you say connection, and he also says love of friends, what is this connection? What is the first connection between the desires? Corporeal connection is clear, but what is the connection of desires?
We don't know what kind of desires everyone has, and I don't care. What we care about is that they're all aimed at one goal, where everyone annuls himself and is willing to use all of his desires in order to fill the desires of others. That's it. Okay, he answered someone else. Okay.
I'd like to ask about the purpose, the goal. What's awaiting in the end of the ladder? We're always explaining
the beginning of the ladder is where we start understanding that everything comes from the center of the circle, that there I discover my entire spiritual life, the higher dimension, the truth, and the moment I'm included there, everything else becomes clear. How it is the imaginary disappearing world.
In order for me to run to a certain goal, this goal should be clear and better than this current situation.
No way. What is it? Do you mean that the goal has to be revealed and great? I don't know what's the goal. I can't scrutinize it. How can I see now the goal? And what clean?
How can I ascribe my current suffering and to say that this is the solution? I don't have the picture of this solution there. Specific.
You can't depict the spiritual goal in your corporeal vessels. This is impossible. You don't have the kelim for it. It's like, go and teach a cat high math.
That's why a cat doesn't have a desire to learn that.
And you don't have desire for spirituality either.
How can I develop a desire for something I have no idea about?
You can do it through actions. Actions where you connect with others and you demand the reforming light.
Where do you get the force to do an action if you don't know the result of it?
From the blows that you want to escape.
About blows, there is a variety of solutions, easily solutions.
After you're dispersed from all of these solutions, you reach a state called the Creator puts his hand on your hand on the good fortune, and you have no solution. You have no other choice. You come to the solution, the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Meaning, until the Creator is revealed, I can't move anywhere.
It doesn't mean that he's revealed.
Places his hand. What does that mean?
How did you get here? Who pulled you here? What do you want? The Creator revealed to you?
No, my wife made me.
Your wife forced you. They say it's a blessing that good work was done by others.
No, I'm seriously asking. We're all the time talking about Egypt, the exile. We also talk about the means of connection. That's nice, how to build the basis of the letter. I'm asking, I feel that all our questions are aimed at where are we going? Where are we headed to? What is this reality?
You have just one problem, I'm telling you. We have to make efforts to connect between us as much as we can. Making efforts to connect, as if to connect. Over those efforts, the reforming light shines, giving us a new heart and new mind. And by that, we upgrade ourselves such. We start feeling more, understanding more, and once again, we're drawn to connection through different corporeal, mechanical means, hoping that the reforming light will come, sitting in tents, discussing, hugging, singing together, like in a kindergarten, really, and we're all hypocrites and egoists, no matter. We understand this all, and therefore, we are in anticipation of the reforming light that comes and changes us some more. So you have clear means, but not that now you see the goal. How will you then advance towards the goal? By the force of your ego? Say thank you that it's hidden. Otherwise, you would have been running like a robber, like a thief before everyone else. Catch the thief.
In this goal, in this purpose, is there an end to this suffering? I can say I believe you, but
all of this work, the end to the suffering is that you start loving the suffering and they turn into pleasure. So much everything turns, and you can see it in the revelation and the concealment of the face of the Creator, that all the bad turns into good. How? Because you invert, and it's not the bad and good that invert, but you invert. The instrument that defines whether it's good or not changes, and it's not the good and the bad that change. There's nothing to change. Everything's good. Everything's filled with the light of Ein Sof. I have nothing to hold on to. I don't know. If you know the sages and their faith and how to catch them and hold on to them, great. I don't know these words.
I think that it's written, you tell me that it is good, but what is that good?
Meaning having faith in the sages, let's explain what it means, because I have no choice, because I got many blows and disappointments, and I don't believe in anything. I don't even believe my mind, my heart, my nothing, and no one and nothing. Then I have no choice. I listen to a person that it seems to me that he has something. Why? He's wise. I don't know if he's wise, but I have no choice. Give me something else. There is none. Meaning as a result of the disappointment. That's called faith in the sages in the meantime.
Right. I don't see something else.
I agree. Fine. Where else, Zvika? Let's see. You're last.
I want to ask you about this donkey. About this ass wandering in the field. I feel that we're kind of asses ourselves.
Chomel, donkey, comes from the word chomel, matter, that he is straying in the field, he's constantly wrong, and then he comes to the decision that you have to find some kind of right direction.
So he reaches a state where he thinks that he will never reach the goal that he has to reach. Is that fine? We have to be donkeys, or we have to be smart smart ass.
The goal on each and every degree, it's a different goal. It's constantly upgraded. The goal is constantly upgraded. So the fact that I wanted to succeed in my entire search in life and I saw that this isn't worthwhile, that isn't, it's temporary, I want to get something eternal, something that later on I won't regret investing in it. See how many people you have in the world. And just like they come in, they go out with nothing in their hands. I want to achieve in this life something that belongs to eternity. That's my ego. My ego is healthy, it's strong. I don't want to break it down into small pleasures. They have to be on the way. I'm not saying they don't. You have to use the different little pleasures. True. But the main goal has to be set before you, and you do everything in order to achieve it.
But what he says, when a person is wandering in the field, he explains that he's wandering out of his mind, meaning you have to be mindless. Don't use your mind.
And what?
And from the morning we're trying to understand in our mind what we're all asking.
We are not trying to understand spiritual discernments with our mind, but with our mind we're trying to understand the phases we went through and what is the next stage. This is what we're discussing, that the stage that's before us is a stage where we have to determine that everything is done inside the connection between us. And in that connection, there is a stage where we connect egoistically. And then, more and more, by the reforming light, we start understanding that we can, and it is worthwhile, and we specifically have to sacrifice ourselves. And the more I sacrifice myself, specifically through this sacrifice, through the giving, I start feeling the spiritual essence, the eternity of the matter. We even talked yesterday about those terrorists that they're willing to die. A person that throws himself to feel something beyond this corporeal life, beyond the ego, beyond the donkey.
So the mind activates the ego. I need to find a way how I remove that mind, meaning to relinquish my ego, and then perhaps we can connect to the friends. This is what bothers me.
That's called fool, sitting his arms crossed, eating his own flesh. Your efforts are wrong. I'll now give up my ego. I'll now do some kind of... This is what people do in corporeality, that they give up this ego. I want to be wise. I give up sleep, this, that. The main thing for me is to achieve. So I exchange a cow for a donkey. Here, we're not making any concessions. We can't. We're in anticipation of the reforming light because it is, for me, it is light. It's like the bat and the rooster. I use the upper light to change me, and not that now I'll make efforts and something will come as a result. I'll make efforts in order to draw the reforming light. That's the entire difference between the wisdom of Kabbalah and working against the desires. Therefore, our work is unseen because we're using a completely different device than on the streets. There you have people that where's Paravos? You see how many times is he lifting his dumbbells? You see work? I'm going to sit for hours and hours on the books in order to study them. No. Our efforts are only how can we draw the reforming light. That's it. So I'm not scrutinizing anything. the Creator does. I only make the efforts in order to draw the light, in order to be as close to the light as possible. There is no other way about it. The entire Torah is only light, because the light in it reforms. And where does the light go? Where does it reach? The place of our connection, which is a quality that suits Him. Because we give us ourselves up, connect, and then the nature of connection is closer to the nature of the light.
Because A, I have self-nullification there. B, I have a certain bestowal upon friends. In our world, you have no structure which we can turn ourselves into out of our emotions, thoughts, our incarnations, other than this connection. And then upon it, the light effect, and then that connection begin to take shape, and reciprocal force, we begin to connect between us. We can build a certain kli, vessel. Thus the light sustain that kli. Otherwise, there's not even a point, moreover, to turn this point or dot into a kli. You saw how a jug, is a ceramic jug, is done, right? You have a piece of clay, then you start putting something in it, it spins, and then it becomes like, oh, open up. That's it. This is how it is built, from one point, from one body, with no shape or anything. Let the light turn it into a kli. Then all our efforts should be how to connect so that the light would affect it according to equivalence of form. This is the whole work of Egypt. Mitzrayim. Yes. Pass the mic to him.
The person reaches a state where he's wandering in the field. Now when he's looking for his brothers, he's asking for them to help him, or he begins to search for them in the field.
He is integrated in the group as much as possible. It is called him asking for help. He is integrated simply as much as possible. And they sustain him, and he sustains them, thus reciprocally, accordingly, they are building the conditions for the influence of the light that reform. No one help the other here. The help is coming only through the light, by the light. To build a society, a group, that will constantly care for the influence of the light, optimal influence in each and every moment, this is our whole work. Nothing we have to do but that. Nothing. There is find something for me that we need to do, anything other than a lack to connect further than what we currently are. This is the only thing we need. Just more and more connection. That's it. Thus, we are praying due to that. We want, we cry, we ask for the greatness of the Creator. We're demanding all for us to be more connected, right? However, by the light that reforms. We are not connecting by ourselves. Do not forget. No, not I. Through my own strength, doing this wonder. Yes, Bill.
No. When it comes to annulling before the group, we all, out of our nature, will only annul to that point of comfortability.
אנחנו ככה מתוך הטבע קל לנו בעיקר להתבטל כשזה נוח.
זה לא נקרא לבטל את עצמו כלפי.
This isn't considered nullifying before the group. This is considered searching for a more comfortable place.
Right. Okay. So the question is, how do we break that barrier of comfortability and truly stand before the group naked, exposed.
אז השאלה היא באמת איך אנחנו שוברים את מחסום הנוחות ובאמת שמים את עצמנו כאילו ערומים חשופים בפני הקבוצה.
With no reservation.
בלי הסתייגויות.
למכור את עצמו לקבוצה.
Selling oneself to the group. פשוט מאוד. As simple as that. This is called devotion. When a person understands that, should he lose himself within the group, there, inside this action, one's going to kill himself like kind of a shahid. Those like suicide bombers or saint, shahid. So if he's going to kill himself like that inside the group, for their sake, this is the right action. It is called devotion. Yes?
So as you had just explained that you have to annul and you have to bestow to your brothers, which you can't do until you've included yourself in the group.
אז כמו שהסברת, אתה חייב להתבטל ואתה חייב להשפיע על החברים שלך, על האחים שלך, שאתה בעצם לא יכול לעשות את זה עד שאתה מתכלל ממש עם הקבוצה.
אתה לא יכול להתכלל אם אתה לא...
You can't incorporate in the group unless you're making efforts. They let that form come according to the efforts. The light comes on the resistance. There has to be certain resistance. Resistance. Itnagdut. Upon which the light comes. The light is everywhere. However, if you have a resistor, something that resists some matter, then the light is revealed by it or thanks to it, right? So what is that you need to do? Here you have a resistor. Here is the one potential, say one desire, and here is the second desire, and there's a gap between them, between those desires. Thus the light can be revealed. Thus the light can be revealed here.
Or Makiv.
This is surrounding light. This is called between the desirable and the available. Desire one is available, and second desire is the desirable. When you'd like to be in the other state, the other desire. So now I'm in a certain connection, or connection one. Here is connection two. If I have inclination towards it or for it, when I intend to describe it as the desirable thing, then the light that reform come and perform the action, the light perform, it takes me from the current connection to the second desirable connection.
So as I include annul myself and include myself in the group, I have to assume that everybody here is that desire for the second desire, the more desirable.
אז תוך כדי שאני ככה נכנס לתוך הקבוצה, מתקלל עם החברים, אני צריך להניח שלכל אחד מהחברים יש את הרצון השני הזה.
How do I?
אני לא עושה ביקורת מה שיש
להם. I'm not criticizing what they have. The Creator gave me the group. He bring me to a group. He put my hand on the good fortune and tell me, take it. I'm taking. I'm not criticizing the group. If I don't like the group, I must leave. I must accept the group as it is and only investing myself in it. That's it. I'm not coming to the group in order to change it.
So how do I help them?
Today, I'm receiving many letters of people who are together with us who write to me and recommend to me to do this way or that way, due to their wisdom. Right? Where do they find this wisdom? I don't know, but seemingly they find it. As they think, and they write to me all kind of things, and recommendations, what to do with the group. Meanwhile, by themselves, left. They are at home, become wiser, and they are writing.
Well, I'm not trying to criticize the group. I'm trying to understand my role and how I best fit into the group and what I can do best to help the group above myself.
לא מנסה בעצם למתוח ביקורת, אלא להבין טוב את התפקיד שלי בתוך הקבוצה. איך אני עוזר להם? איך אני מממש את עצמי נכון כלפיהם?
לממש את עצמי.
Realizing myself in the group. One can do through two things, because all in all, our vessel is measured by two parameters. The sermons, right? One is aviyut, coarseness, and the other is zakut, purity. Meaning, I can affect the group by bringing the group a big, very, very big desire when I'm all trembling on fire for the attainment of the goal. And on the other hand, I bring the group a great impression from the goal. Both things I need to bring to the group. All right?
Thank you.
All right, so start being in the transition between the two, the lack and the high.
In this kind of work, on the one hand, I have to work in it as much as I can. 20 years, till the rest of my life, But on the other hand, we have to demand to exit Egypt here and now, every moment. How can we combine those two approaches?
Combine in me wanting to attain the goal here and now, and on the other hand, accept to be in this state for eternity, I constantly need to work on both points. One belongs to Malchut, one to Keter. Keter is adhesion with the Creator, thus I'm willing to remain with it. This is a wholeness. It gives me this point exists in each and every state. The other one is the point of Malchut. Then it brings the lack. Thus, I need to understand that both points, just as love and hatred, need to be together in one structure. In spirituality, will be revealed specifically between them. All right. Nice question. Well, we're done. No. We are done and we are moving to... No, study of the tensor field, I think. Yes, part 60. 50.